You have a really interesting dialogue in today's gospel between Jesus Christ and Pontius Pilate. There's a lot of irony in this dialogue because Pilate thinks he's the one with authority. You know, he's the Roman governor. He's the one who's interrogating our Lord. You know, he thinks that he's the one who ultimately has power to decide his fate. But the irony is the one that he's questioning is the one who's the true king and who Pilate truly owes his allegiance to. Pilate probably didn't realize this, but you better be careful what you're saying in a situation like that. You know, he's interrogating the one who's going to judge him one day after he leaves this world. And so Pilate asks, you know, are you a king? And Christ's answer to him is he says, are you asking this on your own or have others told you about me? And so basically what Christ is doing is he's trying to elicit a response from Pontius Pilate. You know, am I truly the king or not? And he's trying to get Pilate to either make a confession of faith or to reject Christ. And so our Lord does that very often. You know, he tries to elicit faith from people. And so when Pilate asks him, are you a king? He says, are you saying this on your own? Are you the one who's professing that I'm king? And that's the same question that's posed to each one of us today. Is Jesus Christ the king or not? And it's not just an abstract, theoretical question that we can choose to ignore. You know, this is a question that demands an answer, and it has profound implications on how we live our lives. Because if Jesus Christ is truly the king, that means we owe him our total obedience to every commandment that he's given. We owe him our service, we owe him our worship, and we owe him our love. Feast day of Christ the King was instituted by Pope Pius XI in the year 1925. And if we think about what was going on historically, especially in Europe in 1925, that was in the aftermath of the devastation of World War I, the greatest war that humanity had ever seen up to that time. And what Pope Pius XI was witnessing was the rise of fascism, both in Italy and in other countries. And Pope Pius XI recognized, one, the evil and wickedness of World War I, but he also foresaw what was coming. He recognized that with these national ideologies and this extremism that was coming about, that humanity was not on a better path, that they were on a path to greater destruction. And he recognized the cause. He recognized that what caused World War I and what was causing the rise of fascism was a rise of secularism. People who were rejecting God and who were trying to push religion out of their lives and out of the public sphere and try and live just a godless life. And so I'm going to read a quote from Pius XI, which reveals to us why he instituted the Feast Day of Christ the King. He said, the annual and universal celebration of the feast of the kingship of Christ will draw attention to the evils which secularism has brought upon society in drawing men away from Christ, and will also do much to remedy them. While nations insult the beloved name of our Redeemer by suppressing all mention of it in their conferences and parliaments, we must all the more loudly proclaim his kingly divinity and power. And so Pius XI recognized that in order to fix this situation and get humanity back on track, people must recognize the kingship of Jesus Christ and bring him back into their lives and back into the public sphere. And that's why he instituted the Feast Day of Christ the King. And if people had heeded his message, there would have been no World War II. Faith in Jesus Christ is like the hinge that keeps the door on track. You know, it keeps everything in proper order because it keeps our lives ordered upon our ultimate end, which is union with God. And it orders through the morality that our Lord gives us, it orders all of our other relationships properly, both within our families and within society as a whole. When you remove that hinge and you take away faith in Jesus Christ, humanity becomes unhinged and the door is going to fall. And you don't know where it's going to fall, but it's going to be erratic and it's going to be devastating when it does fall. And we saw that with World War I and World War II. But that's, you know, almost 100 years ago that this feast day was instituted. And the world wars have come and gone. But the reality is that the evils that caused those world wars are just as prevalent, if not more prevalent today than they were 100 years ago. Because if we look at secularism today, you know, our schools are secular. You know, people are not allowed to pray. They're not allowed to express their religious faith. They strip religion away from the young people's view of reality. And we have a whole generation of young people that are being brought up that way. And our society as a whole is becoming more and more secular. And the way that it's manifesting itself, there's certainly many ways, more than I can cover in one homily. But one of the prominent ways that it's manifesting itself is different than 100 years ago. 100 years ago, people were making their national identities God. They were replacing religion with nationalism. Today, people are replacing it with their own narcissism, with self-indulgence. That's what's becoming king and God of people's lives. That's who they're serving. Now, the symptoms of this, what we see is across all sorts of different religions in the United States, churches are empty and falling into disrepair. And what are people focusing on? Where is the money going? It's going to entertainment. People want to be entertained. You know, our athletes make millions of dollars. You know, our singers, actors in Hollywood, they're pulling in millions and millions of dollars. You know, that's where people's attention is going. And it's based upon narcissism. They're placing their own entertainment as the highest good. You know, Netflix, video games, people will spend countless hours upon hours watching Netflix or playing video games. And that's what they start to center their lives on. And why go to Mass? You know, Mass isn't entertaining. You're not going to come here and be entertained. If you want entertainment, don't come to church. Go watch Netflix. The reason we come to Mass is not because it's entertaining. It's because it orders our lives properly upon our Creator and the one who is our ultimate end. You know, we are not created for narcissism, to focus on ourselves. What human beings were created for were relationships of love, where we're focused outside of ourselves, first and foremost on God, and then upon our families and our neighbor. And so narcissism turns us away from what we were created for by turning us in on ourselves. And that's where our society is. You know, people seek happiness through self-indulgence, you know, whether it's using people for their own pleasure or whether it's just sitting there playing hours upon hours of video games, wasting their lives away. But the reality is self-indulgence never fulfills us. It's like pouring water into a bucket where there's a hole in the bottom. You can keep filling that cup up with water and you can keep pouring it in the bucket. But as soon as you pour that water in, it drains out. You know, as soon as you watch a movie or play a video game, you're done and you need more entertainment and you need it constantly and it never fulfills. And what we have are people who are so focused on their own pleasure, their own entertainment, that they're failing in their other responsibilities in life. They're not living up to the commitments that are demanded of them for their families, for their church, for God, and for society. And we see families crumbling as a result. And so, you know, this is something that really and truly is disintegrating our family because it's undermining family relationships and it ultimately undermines what we're called to be as human beings. You know, we are called to be in relationships of love and service to others. And the more we focus on ourselves, the more we drift away from that. You know, we're to the point where people are so narcissistic that they reject all truth. You know, even the most fundamental identity of man and woman are up for grabs with, you know, different gender ideologies. You know, people are so becoming so detached from reality and living in their own minds, in the illusion of their own minds, that they can't even acknowledge something as simple as man and woman. And they end up living their entire lives based upon a lie, trying to be something that they're not. And that's so devastating because they're going to wake up someday and realize that their entire life has been a lie because they've been trying to be something that they're not. And they've been living in the illusions of their own mind. And they've become detached from reality. That's how far our society is straying from the truth. And so what's the solution of this? Pope Pius XI called for us to consecrate ourselves, to consecrate our families, and ultimately to consecrate the entire human race to the Sacred Heart of Jesus Christ. Not to be obsessed with our own selfish pursuits, whether it was nationalism in his day or our own obsession with entertainment and self-indulgence today, but to acknowledge the kingship of Jesus Christ, that he is the one that we owe our allegiance to. And when we place him as the center of our lives, then we will experience peace, we'll experience reconciliation, we'll experience mercy, and our families and our society will flourish. But only if we acknowledge the kingship of Jesus Christ and consecrate ourselves to him. If we don't follow that path, society will become unhinged, and so will our lives. But acknowledgement of the kingship of Jesus Christ is what will order our lives properly.